Damn it all. I can't believe you, Kiri. You seriously brought them aboard my ship without even asking me. Look, man, I'm sorry, but they gave me no choice. At the pub, they were asking questions about us. They knew who we were. I was afraid that they were going to go tell the guard. What else could I do? I had to grab them. No, you didn't, idiot. You could have just played it off like they were being stupid and didn't know what they were talking about and then left the pub. Well, you see, the problem was, I tried that, but then they followed me. They were asking all kinds of questions about you, Captain. Duh. Do you know the meaning of that word, Kiri? Yes, sir? I mean, Captain. If I was really your captain, you wouldn't have brought them aboard without discussing it with me and the rest of the crew. Damn it, you're an idiot sometimes. And what's gonna happen when people start to realize that they're missing? They're gonna come around asking questions. That's why we should take cell now, sir. Before anyone catches on. Duh. You're an idiot. If the Navy ever found out we kidnapped someone from the port, they would have our heads. Yeah, I guess I didn't really think that far ahead. Of course not, idiot, you never do. Just like the last time when we robbed that other place. You weren't thinking about it, were you? Hey, don't blame me for that. Besides, we got away with the loot, so everything ended up being fine in the end. Yeah, but we barely escaped by a hair thanks to you. Duh. Damn it, never mind. What did you do with them? Well, I put them in your bedchamber. You what? Whatever, alright. Tell the crew we're setting sail. Get everything ready. I'm gonna go talk to our guest.
You mean hostage? Right, going. Good luck, Captain.
Duh. What am I gonna do with him? Well, what do we got here? Huh. He tied you up good, didn't he? That big lug. Hey, easy. Calm down. Give me 1 second, and I'll untie your mouth, alright? But before I do that, I want to make a couple things clear. Nod if you understand. Okay. My first mate said that you were looking for me. And you found me. I'm Katsuki Bakugo, the Pirate King. Me and my crew travel around the high seas, pillaging and plundering as we go. I'm dangerous and ruthless. And so is the rest of my crew. So what I want to know is who the hell are you and why were you looking for us? Or me, more specifically. I'm gonna untie your mouth now, and you're gonna answer me without hesitation, or I'm throwing you in the brake, got it? Okay, good. Now hold still. There. Now speak, civilian. I already said who I was. Now answer my question. Why are you looking for me? In danger. Pirates are always in danger in these waters. The Navy always seems to have it out for us. And yeah, if we ever get caught, it'd be straight to the guillotine.
I'm not an idiot. I'm wanted by everyone from here to the East Coast. That's not news to me. So stop lying. Come here. I don't care if it hurts. I'll pull your hair if I want to. Now tell me the truth. What do you want with me? You what? Just wanted to meet me. What the hell for? You heard tales of me, huh? Huh. You and everyone else on this stupid island. The tales of the Pirate King Kotsky go far beyond the reaches of the sea, so I've heard. And none of my journeys have been small feats. We've taken on some of the toughest monsters in the sea. And gone places even you wouldn't dare to dream of. Are you threatening me? Huh, nice try. But now that you're on board my ship, I can't let you go. That's just how it has to be. If and when you ever leave my ship, you'll be dreaming with the fishes at the bottom of the sea. Do you understand me? Well, civilian, oh, stop. I don't want to hear any whining. You chose to follow my first mate, Kirishima, as soon as you found out who he was. You asked for this. Now I don't want to hear another word about it. Damn it, shut your mouth. I'm trying to be reasonable with you. I'm choosing to let you live. And to stay on my ship, no less. Besides, if I let you go, you'll go straight to the Navy. And it'll be off with all of our heads. I'm not stupid. I know the type of clothes you're wearing, and what city you're from. You're one of those highborns. If anyone ever found out that pirates kidnapped you, they would show no mercy to us. Oh, please. Don't try to pretend that you're not nobility. Even your ring and your necklace give you away. You're from the Lion's House, yes? Shh. Whatever. Keep pretending to play dumb. I'm not falling for it. Then why the hell don't you look like a peasant? Even your manners and the way you speak to me tell me otherwise. Will you stop struggling? Or I'll kick you underneath my boot. Being forced to marry a noble? That's ridiculous. If you were supposedly born in the slums, then anyone in your position would jump at the chance to marry a noble. You ran away? Huh. I wonder how much the governor's family would pay to get you back then. Maybe Kirishima actually did a good thing by bringing you aboard. They might pay a hefty sum for your return. And then we could get out from under the noose. You'd rather die than go back there. How can you say that? Do you not know how good you would have it? Your whole life would be made for you. So what? You'd have servants waiting on you hand and foot. And yeah, you'd have to deal with doing a little politics now and then, but that shit is easy. Just say yes to stuff you like and no to things you don't, and smile and nod. It's as simple as that. Damn it, I've heard enough. I'm half tempted to just throw you overboard right now. Shut up. You're right. A pirate never goes back on his word. And I did say you were not leaving this ship alive. Fine then. We're setting sail, and you're coming with us. Apparently that's what you want anyway, since you're a runaway. Maybe you were secretly hoping to get kidnapped by my crew. That's probably why you followed Kirishima, once you recognized him. I can't believe all those stories gave him away. Maybe it's just his red hair. I might have to have him cover it up with a cloak or something anytime we make port. If it was that easy for someone like you to spot him, I can't risk anyone finding out who I am. Or recognizing any other members of my crew for that matter. Untie you. Huh, that's a laugh. You're a prisoner on this vessel, or did you forget? I'll untie you when I feel like it. But for now, just stay down here on the floor. Like the worthless dog you are. I'll have someone bring you some food later. You're looking a little pale. Now I have to go do my job. As for you, stay put. If you move, I shall know.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, what?
The ship's all ready to sail at your command.
Great. Then set sail for the island of Tarth. We can rest there and resupply.
But, Captain, that's a 3-day journey at sea. The crew's pretty tired and, well, we were hoping that maybe we could,
Well, spit it out. We could what?
Stop in Chesna. It's only a couple hours from here. And besides, I have a few friends there I've been trading with. They'd offer us room and board for the night. If you wanted to go ashore, of course, my captain.
Yeah, that's fine. We can stop there first.
Thank you, sir.
Why are you still standing here, Kiri? Get going. Tell the crew I said to raise anchor and set sail.
Right. But what about them?
They're coming with us. No thanks to you. Now move it.
Alright. I guess that makes sense. Sorry about this.
Don't apologize to them, idiot. They're still our prisoner, did you forget? Now come on. Leave them be for now.
But, Captain, should we at least untie them?
Hey, did you not hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Leave them be for now. Got it. We'll talk later.
Huh. And you. I don't want to hear a peep out of you, unless you want that gag back in your mouth. For the rest of the trip. Huh. That's what I thought. I'll check on you later. Be good now. Damn Royal.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.